What's T-Tech? Well, come and find out for yourself right here on TFM.
Nice show on TFM. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here. Now, when we talk about accents, on top of my head, it would be the British accent. I do not know where I picked this up, probably from all the series and movies I watch, but if you have an accent, be careful, because researchers from the University of Queensland found out that having an accent might cost you your job interview. In the research, 4,576 participants were gathered to collect their employment status rate, and they found out that those from minority groups tend to have a lower employment rate. So all candidates can speak the English language, but with a variety of accents such as American, Mexican-American, British, Arabic, and Chinese accent. And those who spoke with foreign accents such as Chinese-accented English tend to be discriminated. Researchers call this accent bias and is especially visible during the pandemic period where interviews can only be conducted via video or audio call, basically online. Nevertheless, researchers from the experiment urged the public that you shouldn't change who you are and how you speak or the way you speak just to fit into a society mold. At the same time, if you realize that you picked up a foreign accent, for example, if you live in Malaysia or Singapore and suddenly you go to London for 2 weeks and you come up with an accent, perhaps it's time to dial down the accent part, okay? TFM.